If you're looking for a way to incorporate hands-on learning, more time outdoors, and character-building projects into your homeschool, we'd like to introduce you to an organization that will help you do just that. Today, we're talking with the founder of Curiosity Untamed about encouraging interest-led discovery through badge-based learning. You're listening to the Homeschool Made Simple podcast. This is a podcast to help you homeschool simply, inexpensively, and enjoyably. Carol Joy Side has been helping families homeschool for several decades now through her literature-based approach to education. In this episode, Carol talks with Carrie Cordy, the founder of Frontier Girls and Quest Clubs, who created this program to encourage children to pursue their own interests, which you know is something we really love around here. Before we jump into the episode, I wanted to let you know that we put together a free book list of nature books your family will love. If you want to download the list, you can find it at homeschoolmadesimple.net/nature. Now, let's get into the episode. Listen in.
So I am so excited today to be sitting across the screen with my new friend, Carrie Cordy. She's up in Northern California, almost up to Oregon, and she is a woman with ideas. So welcome, Carrie. I'm so excited you're here.
Thank you very much. It's very nice to be invited.
Thank you. So I found you, Carrie. I don't know if Rachel explained this, but I was consulting with a family and they were telling me about the camping ministry they were involved in and the way they were doing it. And I said, wait, what is this? I don't know anything about this. Tell me more. Because I love camping and scouting and those types of things. I was a Girl Scout and a Brownie and went to Girl Scout camp. And it was one of the highlights of my childhood. Mm-hmm. And so I have been so heartbroken to see the scouting ministry, which really were started by Christians, going off the track here in America. And so thrilled that maybe we have some other options. So tell us about your ministry, what you did and do and how it started. How did the Lord bring you into this?
So brief history, like you, I was a Girl Scout. I spent most of my life in Girl Scouts, absolutely loved earning badges, had two little girls, could not wait to be a Girl Scout leader. And so I have my gold award. I was a leader. I was a camp counselor. Like, Girl Scouts was a very big part of my life. My mom was my leader. Yes. Unfortunately, by the time my daughters were ready for Girl Scouts, we spent 2 years in Girl Scouts, but it was the early 2000s. And for anybody who knows what Girl Scouts was doing back then, they had started what was called the Studio to Be program. And that was not a good fit for my family. They immediately after that, when it failed, got rid of almost all of their badges. They were down to, I want to say it was like 26, 28 badges per level. It was very low. Started their Journeys program, which I didn't like. And so I just went, yeah, this is not a good fit. This isn't what I wanted for my family and for my girls. They changed in 2005. They formally changed from a life skills program to a leadership movement with a capital M. And I wanted the life skills program.
Yeah.
So I left. I looked for alternatives. Nothing quite fit what I wanted to do. And so I decided to just start a small troop in town I was homeschooling, with my daughters and their friends. So Frontier Girls is how all of this started. I put a little blurb on the local homeschool group and said, if anybody's interested in joining me, meet me at the park. I had 30 families show up.
Wow.
And I went, oh, there's a need for this.
Yes. I was going to say, it's an idea whose time had come.
Yeah. Yes. So I started a website and it was supposed to be just a little local group, but God had other plans. And people found the website and went, we want to do this. And it just started to grow. I started, at the time it was a Yahoo group. Now it's a Facebook group, so that people could communicate. And it's sort of a grassroots community that took off on its own. I have never really done much advertising. Everything is word of mouth. Everything is organic. I just look at God and say, do with it what you want. Keep it whatever size you want. And that's what it's been. So it started as Frontier Girls, which is a very patriotic, cohesive, structured group for girls only.
Okay.
The problem is when you're a homeschooler, you have brothers. And I had all these brothers go, you have a Worms badge? Because I made a commitment to the girls that I would write a badge on anything they wanted to learn about. And so we have thousands of badges after 18 years. But the boys wanted to earn them. And I'm like, no, you can't join Frontier Girls. You're a boy. Our promise starts with, I promise to love God. So I had all these atheists that love the program, but they're like, yeah, we can't say your promise. So Quest Clubs, which is, I believe, how you found us. Quest Clubs is actually the spinoff of Frontier Girls. And okay. So I created Quest Clubs specifically for groups to design the scouting program of their dreams. So I have people who look at Frontier Girls and the girls are like, I don't want to wear red, white, and blue. I want to wear hot pink. Can we change the uniform? I'm like, no, that's my uniform. So Quest was my way of saying, take all my badges and awards, just don't mess with Frontier Girls. So yes. With Quest, what it's become is sort of a you make the rules scouting program.
Yes.
So some of my Quest clubs are all boys, some are all girls, some are co-ed. A lot of them are run alongside of a Frontier Girls troop for boys only. So they'll have Frontier Girls, but then they'll call their Quest Club Frontiersmen and they combine. But you choose your own club name, you choose your own club uniform, your own club membership rules. So some are very religious, some are 100% secular. Let each club in Quest Clubs essentially, like I said, whatever you want, if you have this in your brain of a dream scouting program, You can make it whatever you want, but you don't have to reinvent the wheel. I have thousands of badges the kids can earn. I have a lot of higher awards they can earn with life skills and outdoor skills and things like that. So that's how Quest came about, is it's actually a spinoff of the original Frontier Girls program. So now I run both.
So the website will be Quest Clubs, or what will...
It's actually not anymore. So I used to have two separate websites, one for Frontier Girls, one for Quest. During COVID, we lost about 75% of our troops and clubs because nobody could meet. But we have actually been earning homeschool awards since 2013 because so many homeschoolers use the program as unit studies and actual curriculum. So I branched off during COVID and created, it's called Curiosity Untamed, to market directly to homeschoolers as curriculum. But I couldn't keep up with three separate websites that all had essentially the same information. So they have all merged under the Curiosity Untamed umbrella now. So everything is under Curiosity Untamed. But if you Google Quest Clubs, it will just take you to the Quest Clubs page of the Curiosity Untamed website.
Okay, good. So Curiosity Untamed is the umbrella for all of it.
Yep.
And then explain about badges.
So the way we do our badges is very different than other programs. The only way I can offer as many badges as I do, like say we've been in business 18 years. There are tens of thousands of badges you can earn. I have over 36,000 badge designs currently in my computer. And the reason we can do that, and again, this is the homeschooler in me coming out, is we don't use embroidered patches, which you have to order, you have to keep in stock. They're very expensive. We use button style pins that we make on demand. So that way we can make a badge very specific to whatever the kids want to learn about. So if you go to our website and you go to the master badge list, there's about 700 badges currently on that list.
Okay.
But that is not everything you can earn a badge on. So the example that I use is the animals badge. So we have a badge called the animal specific badge. And the requirements are written so that you can choose any animal to learn about and just adapt the requirements to that animal. But when you order a badge through the store, you order the animal that you studied. So you might, if you order the red fox, you're going to get a red fox badge. I actually had to make a gastric brooding frog badge. I've never even heard of that before. I've only ever made one. Only one person ever earned it. But doing it this way, I can design it and do it. So I don't charge extra for the custom badges, but literally anything the kids want to learn about, we have a custom badge specifically to that they can wear on their vest or display on their banners. So we have, like say, just thousands of opportunities to really focus on what the kids are passionate about.
Yeah. And the badges are very inexpensive. Are they like $1.50? Is that what you said? Or what was?
If you want the pins, they're $1.10. They will probably be going up to $1.25 within the next year. I haven't raised prices in about 10 years, and I desperately need to. But they're right now $1.10. The magnets, if you're part of the Quest group, You can do magnets instead if you want, or if you're homeschooling, a lot of families, instead of buying one badge for each kid, they'll buy one magnet for the family and they put it on the fridge kind of thing.
Yeah.
So the magnets are $1.50, but the pins are only $1.10. So yeah, we try to keep it very cost effective.
You do. You sure do. Well, and so when, say I decide I want to do a gardening badge, mm-hmm. and I want to learn about bougainvillea.
Okay.
So, all right. So then tell me what you send me or what your website, tell me, I don't know how to pursue a bit.
So the way that it works is you buy a subscription to the website, and that grants you access to all of the badge requirements for every badge we have. And I add new badges every month. So it also gets you on the newsletter email that'll tell you, hey, this month we added these three badges. So every month there's always new ones that we add as well. It's constantly growing. And so what you would do is if you want to work on bougainvilleas and gardening, the first thing you would do is you can either just go straight to the search bar and say, do you have a specific bougainvillea badge? I don't. You're not going to find it. But if you type gardening, I do have a gardening badge. You can also, if you're not really sure what you're looking for, we have it broken up into 9 different areas of discovery. So you can either go to the master list, which has everything listed, or you can go, in this case, you would go to discover the outdoors, which is what gardening is, or discover agriculture if you're working on like food gardens. So you go to the discover agriculture section and go, okay, what kind of gardening things do they have? Oh, they have flower gardening. Let's work on the flower gardening badge. Oh, they also have a plant specific badge. I can also earn a badge specifically to the bougainvillea if I want. So you can work on multiple badges at the same time as they cross over. So you can learn about the specific plant, but you can also learn about flower gardening itself.
I'd like to take a minute to tell you about the math program our kids have been using for several years now called CTC Math. I asked my wife and kids for things they like about CTC Math, and my wife mentioned how there's one price for all your kids, how easy it is to look back at what we've already covered as well as look ahead to what we're going to cover in the coming year. You get access to the whole curriculum from K through 12 all through the year. You can look at it anytime you want. For a lot of other curriculums, you can't get a look ahead at what's coming next year till you've purchased it. And the kids mentioned how concise and clear the teaching is, how the assignments don't feel too long, how he'll teach the same concepts in multiple ways to make sure you catch it, how encouraging the teacher and founder Pat Murray is, and how he presents the concepts in a way that makes you believe you can grasp them too. I can't recommend it highly enough. You can go to ctcmath.com to learn more. JJ Side here with a quick word from one of our valued partners. This summer, Crossway Publishing has released the 5-volume Dreamkeeper Saga by Catherine Butler, a middle grade fantasy series that's going to invite your kids into conversations about the gospel. And my wife's been reading them out loud to our kids this summer. And one aspect of the books that stood out to us is how the books help make biblical faith tangible and accessible. Your kids are going to learn about the power of prayer and the reality of the unseen realm and have fun along the way. You can pick up a copy of the set wherever books are sold or visit crossway.org/dreamkeeper to learn how to get 30% off of the free Crossway Plus account.
Yeah.
And so everything, we allow what's called double dipping.
Yes.
Girl Scout, I don't know if you remember what that is, but it's not allowed in Girl Scouts. They will not let you do the same activity and count it towards 2 badges.
Right.
I actually encourage that. As a homeschooler, I like the kids to be able to see where topics cross over. So yes. One of the examples I use is if you're earning the birds badge, and as part of your birds badge, you make a birdhouse, and you loved making a birdhouse. Well, guess what? You just did a couple requirements on the woodworking badge. You already have that started. So it gives them that first step of, hey, why don't you learn more about woodworking? Instead of just learning about birds, it's branched your brain off into a whole nother like topic. And so I like when they interconnect and when people work on more than one at the same time.
Me too, because now you're moving into more of a unit study, multidisciplinary approach.
Exactly.
My jam.
So the more badges you can combine, in my opinion, the better. It shows kids real world experience, how these topics interconnect. And it's not just one narrow-minded like section of information.
Yes. Yes. And so people can start clubs wherever they live.
Correct.
Get a couple things together and let's do this together. And then the children are working on different badges, or they could all as a group be working on getting the same badge. It could go either way.
Correct. So usually if you're in a club, the club will be working on the same badge at the same time. But our badges are specifically designed for homeschoolers who teach multiple age levels all at the same time. So yes, the clubs are designed to be multi-age. Unlike Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts, where you have a very strict age group and then you graduate up to the next age group. While we do have age levels, the troops themselves are designed for all age levels to work together at the same time. So for example, our beading badge, if you're working on it as a group and you've got age 5 all the way through age 18, your little kids will be working with pony beads, plastic string, very simple beading. But your high schoolers can sit down with seed beads, more complex patterns. So you're still all working on the badge together, just at differing skill levels. And yes, our badges spiral back. So all of the older kids have to do the younger kids' stuff anyway, so that if the first time you ever earned this badge, you're, you know, at our level 4, you don't miss out on the stuff we required at the younger levels. Most of them you can probably already do pretty quick, but if you missed a piece of information, you get it when you're older. So perfect example on that one, I had a girl go camping with her group, and the leader asked her to go get the lettuce out of the cooler. They were making tacos and she couldn't find it. Came back, said, "There's no lettuce in the cooler. I've looked everywhere." And her leader went over and opened it up, and there's a head of lettuce right there on the top of the cooler. And the girl was floored. She had no idea what lettuce looked like. She had only ever seen it chopped up in a bag. So I always tell people, this is why I make you spiral back. Because if you're earning the lettuce badge in the agricultural sector, a preschool level requirement is know what a head of lettuce looks like. She was 12 and she did not know. So you never know what kids have missed. So I always make them spiral back on any badge. And the first requirement they have to do is all lower level mandatory requirements so that you don't miss anything. So yes, multi-ages is what we do.
And you get the older kids then turning around and teaching the youngers?
We do. We highly encourage mentoring. We have a lot of leadership positions already set up for clubs. And I tell club leaders, try to start the kids at like third grade, as soon as their writing and reading skills are pretty solid. And granted, when they're young, you know, you have to have parents, you know, watching over if they're being the treasurer and taking money and that sort of stuff. But it teaches them to take responsibility for the club. We have leadership positions like the photographer. I always give my Wiggly kids that, you know, leadership position. It gives them an excuse to be up and moving around without being disruptive. Hand them a camera and say, "You're the photographer. You're in charge of making sure everybody gets in the pictures." We have our care coordinator who is in charge for praying for everybody and sending get well cards and birthday cards. So there's a lot of leadership positions that we like to give to the older kids. And it gives the younger kids something to look forward to. So yes, they're like I say, there's ways to combine all the ages and yet still let the older kids excel and do things at their level without feeling like babysitters. And so that's always our goal. And I do usually encourage clubs also to have an event now and then just for the older kids, because it lets the younger kids have something to look forward to. Wow, I can't wait till I'm in sixth grade and I get to go big kids camp out. Because we are for all ages doesn't mean you always have to do everything with everybody.
Everything.
Yeah.
So, Carrie, tell me about camping and how that works into this program, because that is such an important piece in children's development.
So I love the outdoors. We have an entire area of badges called Discover the Outdoors, and it has everything from rock climbing to kayaking to camping. The way our group does that, we are not like the Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts. We are not a giant nonprofit organization that you join. I just sell program curriculum that other people use in their youth programs. So most of our troops and clubs, if they're chartered by an organization, they're led by churches, by schools, VFW posts, Rotary, Kiwanis, Moose Lodge, you name it. But I also have a lot of clubs, especially in the homeschool community, that are just private. They're run out of somebody's home. They don't have nonprofit status. So the outdoor stuff, we don't have camps. We camp at state parks, national parks, community parks, where you're allowed to camp, backyard camping. I had 40 acres, so we camped in my backyard. So it's up to each individual group to decide where and how they want to camp. From a liability perspective, if you're not being run by a charter organization that has insurance to cover you, I always tell everybody, don't do it as a sponsored troop activity. You say, my kids and I are going camping this weekend at this location. If you and your children would like to join us, and it makes it a family affair. Every parent keeps responsibility for their own kids, but it really allows you to do a lot more of the higher risk stuff. In Girl Scouts, trying to go camping, trying to go horseback riding. It was a paperwork nightmare. You had to start like 8 weeks ahead of time. So by being responsible for your own group, it's just much more flexible. You can do stuff on the fly. You can do a lot more higher risk stuff. I might go for it. If you've got somebody that knows how to rock climb and you're comfortable with your kids doing that and you want to go rock climbing.
Yeah.
So I have some very, what I call high adventure troops.
Yes.
That do a lot of the high risk outdoor stuff. They rock climb, they kayak, they go river rafting. And they can with this program because there's like, say there's a flexibility that the other programs don't have.
That's brilliant. And then are the dads involved as well, or is it primarily?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
So with Frontier Girls, I do require that the main leader be female because it is a female program and I want that female role model.
Yeah.
But even on the Frontier Girls side, I encourage dads to be involved. Quest Clubs, I have a lot more dads involved, usually because it's co-ed most of the time. But like I say, even within Frontier Girls, I have two troops in particular that are basically run by the dads.
Yeah.
The moms are technically the leaders, but they don't want to lead. So they just do all the paperwork and admin and communicate with me. I have the best picture of one of my dads. He had all of like preschool through level two. So they were like 3 through 8.
Yeah.
And they did the fairies badge. And he's in full uniform with fairy wings. It was adorable.
That's so great. Oh, Carrie, this is like a whole new world. And I'm very excited to meet you. We're pretty far away from each other, but I am looking forward to meeting you and hugging you in person someday.
Well, if you ever make it out to California, come on out.
Thank you. Thank you. Would you mind praying for our families as they enter this world of camping and just pursuing their own interests under parental guidance? This is just right up our alley as a ministry, and I am so excited to have you as part of it. So would you pray for our families?
I would be honored. Thank you. Dear Lord, I just lift up any of the families listening to this as they go through their homeschooling journeys. Lord, really help them to focus on their children and on their children's passions and letting them explore their interests and getting outdoors in your glory and in your beauty that is out there to go and examine and to see and to learn. Lord, I just ask that you help each of them on their own journeys to listen to you as they proceed and to follow where you guide them, and that you will take them where they really need to be for each individual child, as each of them are different and they have different needs and different interests. Lord, I just ask that you help them to individualize and to pursue what is best for each child. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Carrie Cordy, and thank you for creating Curiosity Untamed and the Quest Clubs, and may your tribe increase, my friend.
Why, thank you very much. I appreciate your time. It's been
God
wonderful.
God bless you.
You've been listening to the Homeschool Made Simple podcast. If you like what you heard in this episode, please leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or share this episode with a friend. It means so much when you help us spread the message of homeschool made simple with others. Thanks for joining us this week on the Homeschool Made Simple podcast. Remember, Jesus' commandments are not burdensome. What he calls you to do, he will enable you to do. Blessings.